Hey, it's Mark Kay from The Mark Kay Show. You hear me every day at 11 a.m. on News 104.5 WOKV. First of all, thanks for listening to The Mark Kay Show podcast. Second, if you haven't yet, please subscribe to the Burrish Daily Discussion podcast and Jacksonville's Morning News interviews. And don't forget to head to iTunes and Google Play and leave a review. Thanks again for listening.
We're entertaining meets informative.
Let me tell you something. This man is so damn funny, it isn't funny.
Mark Kay, you're good to go, man.
I would marry me some Mark Kay.
Mark Kay!
A fresh perspective on today's issues.
You are doing a great job today, buddy.
Mark Kay is always good in my book.
Just settle down a little bit. You talk too fast. Other than that, I love you.
This is the Mark Kay Show.
Man, I'll tell you what. You ever have one of those lives? I mean, days? It seems like just yesterday we were all begging for water at the St. John's Sound Center. Now all of a sudden it's like back to reality. What's up? It's Friday. Oh, wait. Hold on. I almost forgot my it's Friday. I've been looking forward to this moment all week, and now I'm already screwing it up.
It's Friday!
You know what it is? I'll tell you. Well, now the whole weekend's ruined. The whole weekend's ruined for whatever reason. Nothing's happening. Nothing's working anymore. I'm going to be honest with you. This whole day has been exactly like this. Now I don't have any of my audio. Well, this is going to be a problem. Anyway, you know what? We'll figure that out during the break. I'll just talk for a while and we'll figure it out during the break. What's up, everybody? This is the Mark Kay Show. My name is Mark Kay, and I kind of feel, I'll be honest with you, I feel like a little bit like Brett Kavanaugh. Brett Kavanaugh thinks everything's going great, and then all of a sudden he's like, whoa, what's happening? And now everything's in turmoil. I know how the guy feels today. I don't think he has access to audio either, which is kind of crummy. Donald Trump has finally come to the rescue. I don't know what was taking Donald Trump so long. I don't know if he just wanted to see how this played out in the Senate. I don't know if he was thinking, maybe this thing will work itself out. Maybe she'll come in and she'll testify and everything will be golden. But it didn't happen. And now she's...
My God.
Okay, good. All right, well, that's positive. That's getting things back to normal. All right, where was I? Oh, yeah. And now he's finally like, you know what? Forget it. I've had it. Because everyone has a breaking point. Everybody's got a breaking point. And Donald Trump's, by the way, is a lot shorter than most people's. Donald Trump's breaking point comes around a lot faster than most people. So the fact that he's now taken to Twitter and he has started to analyze the situation and actually weigh in on it, which is odd, I think, for a president. Well, not this president, but other presidents. He tweeted 2 hours ago, Judge Brett Kavanaugh is a fine man with an impeccable reputation who is under assault. By radical left-wing politicians who don't want to know the answers. They just want to destroy and delay. The double D's. I wish you'd call it. That's what we should call it. The double D's. Facts don't matter. I go through this with them every single day in D.C. Look at this. This is Donald Trump now coming out. And I think in this one tweet, he's done some really effective things. First of all, he's come back and he started off, and let's analyze this, shall we? This is going to be what we're going to do today. We're going to analyze Donald Trump's tweet line by line, like we would do. I don't know if you remember in high school or even middle school, they would take, diagramming a sentence. You'd take a sentence and then you'd have to draw the subject and the predicate. And then there was like the adjective and then the past participle. And I mean, I didn't do so well in any school. That's why I'm here. But anyway, so that's why I'm now analyzing tweets for a living. But the first line right out of the gate, Judge Brett Kavanaugh is a fine man, reiterates the statement that he's made 1,000 times, reiterates that Brett Kavanaugh is the guy for the job with an impeccable reputation. Right. Again, same thing. Not only is he a great dude, but he's got a great reputation. He's a fantastic judge. He's the guy I want. He's the guy America needs. Boom. Next line, who is under assault by radical left-wing politicians. By radical left-wing, reminding the American people again, who created this assault? Who started this? The radical left-wing politicians who don't want to know the answers. They just want to destroy and delay. The double D's. They're whipping out the double D's. They want to destroy and they want to delay. And those are the two things that they're doing. They're delaying this process, or at least trying to. And in the also in the process, they're destroying the credibility of Judge Kavanaugh. or again, at least trying to. And the only people who can stop them are the Republicans. And Donald Trump, I guess, doesn't feel like the Republicans are doing as good a job as they should, which big freaking surprise there. So he's jumping into the fray. He writes, facts don't matter. I go through this with them every single day in D.C. And so what he's done now is he's reminding the American people, look, this is business as usual for them. They don't care about the facts. They do this every single day. He's like, what they're doing to Brett Kavanaugh is what they do to me every single day. It's what they do to my supporters every single day. It's what they do to anyone who voted for Donald Trump every single day. It's what they do to any Republican every single day. It's how they try to get their way. That was tweet number one. Then there's tweet number two. Donald Trump tweeted immediately after that, I have no doubt that if the attack on Dr. Ford was as bad as she says, charges would have been immediately filed with local law enforcement authorities by either her or her loving parents. So now he's saying, look, if this attack were as bad and true, he's saying what a lot of you have been saying on your open mic messages. He's saying what I heard a lot of pundits say on the right. A lot of other radio hosts have been. In fact, I think we brought this up. I mean, let's be honest. It's all we've really been talking about for that and water is all we've been talking about for the past week. So now we're looking at these charges and Donald Trump's saying exactly what the American people are thinking. If it was that bad, if she was attacked, if she was, as she said, afraid she would lose her life. Isn't that the kind of thing you call the cops about? Doesn't somebody call local law enforcement authorities about that? Don't you tell your parents? Don't your parents call the cops and say, you know, my wife one day, she was driving down 95 and she was exiting and I guess she accidentally cut some guy off and he chased her and yelled at her and cussed at her. And I called the cops on that guy. You know, she called me. She was crying. She was scared. And I called the cops and I said, I'm filing a report. I want you to do what you can. You call the cops. You tell people when something happens to you. And he said, he goes on to say, I ask that she bring those filings forward so that we can learn date, time and place. So now he's saying, look, if you file the charges, great. Bring them forward. You know, let's talk to the local law enforcement from 30 years ago if they're still around. Reopen the case if there was a case ever opened in anyway. So now Donald Trump is entering the fray. And this means two things. Number one, this is a signal to Democrats that we're on to you. You know, we get it. We see this. Donald Trump has watched from the sidelines. He's watched his candidate. He's seen how his candidate has upheld himself. He's probably investigated. He's probably had people behind the scenes working to get more information. And he finally today was like, it's Friday. I'm not going to let another weekend go by. I've had it. This is stupid. And that's the first part. Democrats, we are on to you. That's what Donald Trump is saying. The second part, he's saying Republicans, you better not screw this up. You better not let them ruin this man and delay this proceeding anymore. And that's what he says. Destroy and delay. Those are the two. This is as much a message to the Democrats as it is to the Republicans as it is to the Democrats. Probably more so. Donald Trump is like, I found a guy. You know, I found a guy. Kennedy said he's leaving and he's leaving for one reason and one reason alone. Kennedy retiring. The only reason he retired now is because he knew he had a very small window in which to be replaced by a conservative judge because Donald Trump had until October to make this happen. Any other time, it's up in the air. That's why Kennedy chose to retire right now. That's why he started getting death threats. Donald Trump made his choice. He picked Brett Kavanaugh. Brett Kavanaugh's the dude. Brett Kavanaugh's the guy. Democrats realize there's no stopping him. So they come up with this plan to destroy and delay. And Donald Trump is telling the Republicans, don't screw this up. I've done what I had to do. Justice Kennedy did what Justice Kennedy had to do. Now you, Chuck Grassley, now you, every single senator who calls themselves a Republican in the Senate, now you guys have to come up with what you're going to, Lindsey Graham, get off your butts and make this happen and quit stalling. 340-1045 is the number. 340-1045. Got to take a quick break. We got some of your phone calls. We got some of your open mic messages. I'm going to try to get all my audio situated.
Friday!
Yeah, sure. Thank God for that. It's the Mark Kay Show on News 104.5 WOKV. This is the Mark Kay Show. My name's Mark Kay. Hey, thanks for joining me today. It's Friday. And, you know, it's starting to look up. And it's not just because I'm getting closer and closer to quitting time. But I'm like, hey, look, I'm 30 minutes away from a beer instead of just 20. or instead of 40. That's great. 340-1045 is the number. 340-1045 is the number. And if you missed it, Donald Trump now coming out to voice his opinions on the Brett Kavanaugh, Professor Ford thing that's been going on. And she, I mean, the latest with her is she hasn't said, I'm going to testify on Monday. The Senate hasn't said, hey, that's your only shot. They want to set all the parameters. They want her to be in a place where she's comfortable and safe. And of course that's going to delay it even further. They're talking about now maybe not Monday, but Thursday. And Donald Trump, I guess, is because the deadline was 10 a.m. today. And ironically, that's just about the same time that Donald Trump started tweeting. About this. I mean, he's been tweeting about other stuff. Don't get me wrong. It's Donald Trump. But he came out and he said, look, I'm sure she's a wonderful person, but if this was so horrible, where is the police report from 30 years ago? Why didn't she tell her parents? You know, what's going on? Show us that. This is a ploy by the Democrats to destroy and delay the double D's of Democratic political power. 340-1045. We had Shane on the line in Jacksonville. Shane, thanks so much for calling the Marque Show. What do you want to say, sir?
Hey, what's up, Mark? How you doing?
Good, man. What's up?
I just want to, first off, I'm from North Carolina, so throw it down for Duval. Say thanks for all the people from North Carolina.
Absolutely.
That donated water here, sending it up in the convoy. The second thing was, don't forget about the Red Cross. Don't forget to vote November 7th. And, everybody make sure you make it out to the stadium Sunday. Throw it down for the Jags. Go 3-0. And then now the big one is to the, Republicans and the Democrats. How come none of the Republicans in this area are ever stepping up and putting their foot on some of the Democrats? The people we send to D.C., they ain't putting their foot on the neck of some of these Democrats. Need to get rid of Dianne Feinstein, Barbara Boxer, Nancy Pelosi. This 36-year-old Leonard stuff sounds like total BS to me. I ain't buying it.
Yeah.
She could have brought this thing out. President Trump's tweeting today. They got to shut it down this weekend. If that lady doesn't show up Monday, things like they want Kavanaugh to testify before her.
Yeah.
It's a total scam by the Democrats, and it's got to get shut down.
All right, man. You know what? Hey, I appreciate your call, Shane, and, thanks again. Look, you managed to do a couple things. You managed to remind people to vote, thank us for the convoy of care, boost up the Jaguars for this Sunday, and comment on Brett Kavanaugh all in one, 27-second phone call. That's awesome. You're going to put me out of business. Leah is in Jacksonville. Leah, thanks so much for calling the Marque Show. How are you, Leah?
I'm fine. Mark, how are you today?
Doing great. What do you want to say?
Well, I realize you can't generalize about all women. Nevertheless, I'm going to do that a little bit.
Wait, who said you can't generalize? We generalize about everybody. Anyway, go ahead.
I'm a couple years older than Dr. Ford, and from a similar background as far as a type of high school that I went to. And it just has passed the smell test to me. And the reason is, if something like that had happened to me, and I was stone cold sober, totally in the right, I would be pissed off.
Mm.
I would be getting those guys in trouble. In fact, I might even exaggerate what they've done to get him in more trouble. And I don't believe that she's going to go home and be all like, oh, and are you kidding me? I was in fear for my life. So you were supposed to believe that this boy that she went to school with, all of a sudden becomes this murderous person who has this vendetta against her now, and she can't say anything.
Yeah.
Or she's going to be killed.
And you bring up a great point, Lee, and I appreciate your call. And maybe, you know what? There's something that I just realized in talking to you, and maybe this is the key to this entire thing. Maybe, I think, Leah, you may have just unlocked the entire key to the he said, she said with Brett Kavanaugh and Dr. Ford. And I'm going to tell you exactly what you may or may, I don't know if you did it on purpose, but it just dawned on me while you were talking about it. I'll tell you all about that and how this could really, lay to rest the entire situation. 340-1045. We'll get into that next, right after the news. It's the Marque Show on News 104.5 WOKV. I'll tell you what, man, we were just talking off the air, my producer Josh and I. Donald Trump has 54.6 million followers on Twitter. 54.6 million. When he tweets something, and it's because of what he's now, and the thing is that the media just pushes more and more people toward, I mean, as much as they hate his tweets, they are the reason that he has 54 million people, because they treat his tweets as news. And for example, the tweet he tweeted out this morning, 2 hours ago, already has 16,000 comments, 16,000 retweets, 56,000 hearts or likes, as we call them, or are they loves on Twitter? No, I think they're likes. But, I mean, these things travel faster than any news source out there. And a lot of the reason is because the media will immediately retweet it or publish it or really just give him, you know, give him so many. By the way, can we not just give the dude Donald Trump at this point? He's still real Donald Trump. Who's got the Donald Trump handle? And can Twitter not just take it away from them? And be like, dude, we're going to, you know, we're going to give it to the most powerful man on our platform. Because I still feel like being the president of the United States and having 54.6 million followers. And really, I would say single-handedly saving this social medium from just going falling into obscurity and bankruptcy. All of that, I think that deserves letting the man use his name and not having to put the word real in front of it. But maybe he likes it. You know, who knows? I'm sure there's more important things that he needs to deal with. 340-1045. We had a caller just a minute ago talk about, you know, she was a woman and she said she doesn't like to generalize all women. But she talked about what she would have done in the situation that Dr. Ford is in. And I'm going to get to her in just a minute. But we've had some people that have been waiting very, very patiently. I want to get to your calls first. Jared in Jacksonville. How are you, Jared?
Hey, brother, how you doing?
Doing good, man. Well, thanks for holding. What do you want to say?
Yeah, man, I just want to say about this Kavanaugh thing, man. It's so bogus. It ain't even funny. It's just blatantly obvious. They keep screaming about wanting an investigation. Even if there was something there, what good would it do? You can't bring charges. Statute of limitations and long since passed.
Yeah, it's, you know, just, Let's talk about that for a minute, too, because it kind of leads into what the other woman was saying. Leah called in and she said, and thanks for your call, Jared. I appreciate it. You're right about that. She said, you know, if I were back in high school and that had happened to me and it was so traumatic, basically what Donald Trump said, if it was so traumatic, if it was so bad, why didn't you tell your loving parents? Why didn't you tell the authorities? Who wouldn't have called the police at that point? If you really legitimately felt like your life was in danger, is that not something that the police should be brought in on? Should there not be some kind of record or charge or anything at all? Like, where is all this? Where's the evidence that this ever happened? Where is the police report? Never happened. There was no police report. She never reported it. And it dawned on me. Because Leah said, if it had been me, and I think to myself, back to high school, like think back to high school. You know, everybody think back to when you were in high school. All right. Think back to when you were in high school. And if you're in high school now, just think back to, you know, now. But don't you think, oh, here we go. We're going back to high school. Don't you think, like, when I was in high school, if something happened like that, I would have told somebody. High school kids do not keep secrets. They tell their friends. They tell their parents. They tell, you know, and nowadays it's a lot easier because you text somebody and they just copy and paste that text on their Facebook and bada bing. But don't you think that this information would have gotten out? It would have. However, think about these two individuals. They didn't go to private or public school like we did. They didn't go to whatever school they lived in a district and the city said you're going to that school and you didn't have a choice. These are kids who had a choice. These are kids who had a choice and their parents chose to send them to Georgetown Prep, which if you don't know is where you send future Supreme Court justices. It's where you send future senators and future presidents. It's where future business leaders of America all come. Georgetown Prep is that kind of school. Rich people go in and they come out even richer. And your private school as well, I believe, similar in vein, similar in stature, but different because Georgetown Prep, all boys school. So you look at these people, they're coming from a different world. And maybe this is what happens in rich people land. Maybe in rich people land, instead of calling the police, or instead of telling your parents, or instead of reporting anything that seems out of the ordinary or illegal or just terrible, instead of reporting something that could destroy somebody's entire reputation in their future when it happens, maybe in rich people land, you keep that information to yourself because you know down the road it could bring more harm to somebody. Maybe that's how it works when you go to one of these schools. Maybe these people are taught from the get-go that revenge is a dish best served cold. That is, of course, if any of it happened. And the issue with that is for anyone to believe you, you would need some kind of proof. You would need some kind of proof that it happened. You would need some kind of smoking gun. And that just doesn't exist. But, you know, you have to look at how people are brought up. Why 30 years later does it come out? Well, maybe that's what you do. You know, maybe that's the tactic when you're in this lifestyle that I didn't grow up in. I grew up in, you know, someone does something to you and you either A, if somebody hits you, you hit them back really hard, unless, of course, it's a girl, in which case you're not supposed to, or you tell somebody. 340-1045. Let's go to Doc in Middleburg. Doc, thanks so much for calling the Mark K Show. How are you?
Mark K, as usual, you're saving the day.
Oh, I do what I do what I can. Mark. Yeah, yeah.
My thing is, if someone commits a rape, that person should go to jail. But my thing is with this right here, if it's proven to be a lie, the same punishment that, you know, you destroyed this person's life, all the attorney's fees, and what punishment should have happened to him, don't you think it should happen to the woman who blatantly lied if it's found out a lie? Now, if they just can't prove it, I get it. But if it's a blatant lie, shouldn't that person get the same punishment that you were trying to inflict on another person?
You know, this is a question that comes up all the time. And it's a great question, Doc. It's a great question. Shouldn't she get some kind of repercussion if in fact this plea turns out not to be true? Unfortunately, unless it's to some kind of official body, lying is not a crime. You can lie to the media. You can lie to the press. You can lie about anything. The problem you run into is, number one, if you write something down or broadcast it. Trust me, I've had a lot of experience with broadcasting things that aren't true. But basically what happens is, if you broadcast a lie that really is negative towards somebody's personality or their reputation, if you write that down, writing is a form of broadcasting or publishing, any of those things constitutes libel, and slander, and that's illegal. You know, you can't do that. But, I mean, okay, it's not technically illegal, but you could sue somebody for that. You're not going to go to jail. You're not going to get fined. If you say, this guy raped me and it's not true, he can sue you for libel. He can sue you for slander. The cops aren't going to come to your door and arrest you. The only time it's illegal is if you're in court and you're under oath, or if you're in front of the Senate and you can't lie to them. That's a false statement. That's a crime. So perhaps pushing this off is a way for them to keep her from actually committing a crime. Think about this. Lying about somebody is not, and which she hasn't even done yet. Let's be honest. She just wrote a letter to Dianne Feinstein. Dianne Feinstein's the one that's broadcasting everything, saying, this is what this woman told me. This is what this woman told me. And that has kept her safe from slander, from libel, from any kind of perjury. But the minute she steps forward and the minute she tells her own story, either to the media or to the Senate subcommittee, the minute that happens, she now becomes liable for libel, L-I-B-E. It's very confusing. There's words for it. She now becomes responsible for what she's saying. As of right now, she's only done one thing, and that's told one person in private and wanted to remain anonymous. Dianne Feinstein and the Democrats are the ones that have blown this out of proportion. They're the ones that have been broadcasting it. No crime has been committed yet. But if she gets in front of the Senate and they ask her a question and she doesn't tell the truth, then she's committed a crime. And that, I think, is what they're scared of. Because if she does tell the truth, I believe this whole thing will go away. 340-1045 is the number. 340-1045. Got to take a break. We will be right back. More of your phone calls coming up. It's the Mark K Show on News 104.5 WOKV. This is the Mark K Show. My name is Mark K. Hey, thanks so much for joining me today. Guess what today is?
It's Friday!
With 5 minutes left to go in the show, we finally got everything together. This is how it always goes down, folks. 340-1045 is the number. 340-1045. Let's get back to the phones immediately. Like, don't even waste any more time listening to me. Samantha, thanks so much for calling the Mark K Show. How are you, Samantha?
Good. How are you?
Great. What did you want to say?
I was just wondering if anybody else was thinking this way, same way I was today, and throughout this whole thing with Brett Kavanaugh. I was wondering, possibly the Democrats brought this lady to light in order to make this accusation and promising her that she wouldn't have to testify and so on, so that hoping that other people would come out of the woodwork, seeing how they really couldn't find anything in his past or whatever, dig anything dirty up on him.
I see what you're saying.
Now that nothing really is coming to light, maybe they're, I don't know. You know, maybe they don't know which way to go with this. So they'll pull something out of the hat.
Savannah, that's a really great point. I hadn't heard anyone say that. You're right. This could have been like, hey, you come forward and say this. And even if you don't remember the date or the time or whatever, that's no problem. He's clearly done it to other women and they will come forward and they can take the heat. And you can go back to your life of, teaching people for a living and pretending to make a difference. That's a great point. I hadn't even thought of that. But then what happens is she's then the beacon, right? She's the bug zapper, and they think all these bugs are going to start flocking to it. Like, they get attracted to it, and all of a sudden, but that's not happening. In fact, the opposite is happening. You're getting all these women who are coming out of the woodwork saying, this dude is amazing. This dude is awesome. I never knew this dude do anything bad at all.
Brett was a friend of ours in high school, and to this day, he was always respectful, always decent, never out of control in any way, and always, always treated women with respect.
And so now this poor woman who they're using as bait to attract other women is hung out to dry, so they're just going to say, all right, fine, you don't have to testify. We're just going to push it back and push it back and push it back. 3-4, that's a great point. Samantha, hey, thanks so much for the call. 340-1045. Let's go to Keith in Jacksonville. Keith on line 3. How are you? Thanks so much for calling the Marque Show.
All right, Mark. Thanks a lot. Keep up the good work, buddy.
Thanks, man.
All you got to do is find out what was the clique that she ran with in high school and ask any one of them.
What was the clique?
Their clique.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, I think, and we've already seen that happen. I mean, you've already seen people from her school saying, I don't remember anything like that. People from her school saying, I don't remember this. I was listening to Rush the other day. Apparently, the school yearbook from her school was lousy with references to keggers. And yeah, and for that, the girls were throwing. And you were like, hey, we're having a keg party at my house tonight. So the reputation of the school is one of a party school, the one that she went to. And I'm sure, if we found her clique, as you like to say, which it's true. You know, maybe they would have some information, but they're probably at the bar. Let's go to Paul in Jacksonville. Paul, thanks so much for calling the Marque Show. How are you?
I'm fine. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely.
Listen, there's a key piece of evidence that is totally missing from this whole proceeding, and that's the letter to Dianne Feinstein. There has to be a reason why she is not producing that letter. There has got to be information in that letter that's very incriminating about the motivation behind the whole thing. Now, she's a member of the committee. She is the person and the source of the beginning of this entire matter. The committee has the power to compel her to produce that letter. And I'm really curious why they have not. I mean, if they compel her and she still refuses to produce it, she can be censured. She can be punished under the Senate rules, and it really will cast some serious doubt on this whole matter as to why it was brought up in the first place.
That's a great point. And, man, how great would it be if she were censured? I'd love that. Look, the letter was supposedly anonymous, and she said, I'm not going to release the letter because it was sent to me anonymously. But now we know who sent the letter, so that argument doesn't hold water anymore. You know, you're right. We should probably, it's like it holds about as much water as a sponge. Wait, sponges actually hold water. Ah, never mind. That was a bad metaphor. But you're right. She should produce the letter. She should be forced to. And maybe she will. If there even is a letter after all. 340-1045. Don't call, though. That's the music. I got to go. We'll be back Monday. Now, here's the deal. These hearings are scheduled for Monday, and we will bring them to you in their entirety. So if the hearings start at 10:59 a.m., well, you'll be listening to the hearings, but that's okay. We'll be back Tuesday for sure, and we will go in depth. We will dive deep into Kavanaugh Ford, should it happen. Have a great weekend, everybody. This is the Marque Show. Stay tuned for the news and Rush Limbaugh next.